Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King-Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked, bottom-line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Oh, I'm just laughing, Michelle, because every time I look at what you eat and put that cookie dough down, and I say, you know, we got to do a little more healthy eating. I know what you have. You have a vision of being buried in arugula.
Pam, I have to tell you, once you wrote The Hunger Fix and I actually came clean about my eating cookie dough, I quit doing it and I started to eat cleaner foods. And you know what? I feel so much better. So this is going to be such a great segment today.
Well, there's so many people out there who are, well, it's all about me. There's so many people out there who are having their own little epiphany about their eating. And since we're talking about eating, of course, we have Chef Abby Gelman here with us because she's our chef to help us understand, okay, Woo-hoo. You've been eating trash forever, right? Chef Abby, and then someone says, gosh, everyone tells me I got to eat healthy. Ew, it's nothing but tasteless steamed vegetables, and just shoot me now.
Green leaves.
Oh, yeah, I know. And you have to go out, might as well just go out there and eat grass shavings. Come on. So how can we begin to approach this? Someone is being awfully cautious. So Chef Abby, help us.
Well, first, don't try to overwhelm yourself. Everything's baby steps first, right? So maybe add some things in before taking them away. So maybe do a homemade smoothie with your breakfast and throw some greens in there and just taste it. See how it goes. Maybe put a little honey in there for sweetness. You've already made things healthier just by adding a little bit of fruit and yogurt and greens to your morning routine. Or if there's something like kale, where everybody says you have to eat kale, but you don't like the flavor of it, you can find a substitution, or you can find a way to make it jazzier and so you can, it tastes good. It doesn't have to be steamed and bland and tasteless. You know, we're going to try to cook and add spices and herbs and make things interesting.
Oh, the whole kale thing, like, where did that come from? I mean, I'm still scratching my head going, wasn't that a poor man's, like, food or vegetable? And now it's like, you know, the big thing, but more importantly than us talking about kale, what does someone do like me who's on the road all the time and is on the go? How do we have healthy options and how do we trust ourselves in looking at takeout menus, for example?
Yeah. Well, educating yourself is the first step. So knowing what words to stay away from. And I think that creamy and fried and battered are probably the biggest ones to stay away from. And look for grilled, roasted, baked. And then just, you know, a lot of airports now have raw fruit salads and yogurt. And you can kind of mix and match things, dried fruit and nuts, and make your own little ensemble of better things for you. You don't have to walk in and get that bacon sandwich that was thrown in on the grill, you know?
Right.
All right. So now I'm going to flip it back into the kitchen, right?
Okay.
And you're looking at all these great foods. Maybe you just went out there and just went crazy in the produce section and got all this great stuff. But you're saying to yourself, how do I make this stuff taste better? Now, someone threw in here some example of beets. How do you make them taste sweeter? You know,
I think love they're sweet.
Beets.
Me too.
I think they're sweet already. I mean, what's up with that? But, you know, so you can
about
see
kale?
Already.
Let's talk about kale.
Would you stop with the kale already? You know, it's like,
that's all you
oh
see.
My gosh, it's getting totally bashed here. No, but I mean, seriously, I think that people need a real lesson in how to be able to put together spices and how to be able to take condiments and really make things taste better. So give us a couple of examples of how we can do that.
Well, roasting vegetables naturally sweetens them, any kind of vegetable. So that's a very good cooking technique to have down. You can take any kind of vegetable. It's it's still kind of winter now, so let's say carrots, parsnips, Brussels sprouts, beets, anything like that, you roast them with a little olive oil, salt, and pepper. They will naturally sweeten in an oven. And as far as flavor profiles, if you take something like citrus and then just put some lemon juice on something, it should naturally brighten most things. And maybe a little bit of salt also helps different flavors come through. And then
what about herbs? How about herbs?
Sure. You can, you know, there's a couple different things you can do with herbs. One really nice thing is to take a bunch of different herbs that you like and then just chop them up and mix them with a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and you put that on top of grilled chicken or fish or anything like that,
anything,
and add a whole new dimension to something that may have tasted bland to you before.
I love cilantro. Do you like that, Michelle? I love cilantro.
I do like cilantro. I like all of those things. So, Abby, tell me something. I'm asking for myself here, but also for women who are like me, who suffer from a bowel disorder and who can't eat a lot of raw vegetables. What would you suggest that we do? Because I have to like puree all my foods, so eat carrots or whatever. But I need some nutrients, and how do I get those?
Mm-hmm. Well, the roasting vegetables, if you need stuff cooked, that I really enjoy that way as well. You can also do things like take broccoli if you steam it first and then saute it with a little garlic and ginger. It just the steaming first allows the vegetable to really take in those additional flavors, whereas if you just saute it straight, you won't necessarily get as much garlic and ginger. But if you take aromatic spices, onions, garlic, ginger, all that kind of stuff, and you steam vegetables and saute quickly with those things, it really infuses that flavor into whatever you're cooking. And it's
so
delightful.
Can I do a shake too or something like that? And then there's this whole thing about chia seeds, and I have diverticulitis, so I'm not sure I can even have seeds, right? There's this pro and con. I can eat it, I can't eat it, it's so confusing. So what can I do to I'm having surgery tomorrow, that's why I'm asking the question. I'm having a resectioning of my colon, so I'm going to have to be drinking more liquids, not eating a lot of vegetables.
Right. Well, with chia seeds specifically, they go best in something like a smoothie. They add a lot of omega-3 from a plant-based source, and you don't necessarily notice that they're even in there. Some people also put them in drinks or make pudding out of them, but then that's a texture thing, and it depends on how you or someone does with kind of like a jello type.
Well, you know, one of the things I'm, with Michelle, given her diverticulitis, I would not recommend, seeds to you, Michelle, because there's just too much of a problem there. But I think there's so many other things we can do, wonderful soups, great smoothies. We can also do some juicing for a lot of the greens that, you can't really, break down on the overall. And I think that that's where a lot of this is coming from. And I just know that we're going to be able to keep you going here in your recovery, Michelle, with Abby's wonderful advice and guidance. I want to make sure everyone knows we're talking to our go-to culinary nutritionist. That means she's a registered dietitian as well as a certified chef, Chef Abby Gelman, and her website is culinarynutritioncuisine.com. And she's been helping us understand, hey, if you're going to eat clean, which means healthy and wonderful and tasty, you can eat foods that taste fabulous. Herb it up, spice it up, and there's plenty of great things you can do. Lemon it up, citrus it up, ginger it up. Make it work one way or the other. Chef Abby, thank you so much for helping us and guiding us. Because, I want to have that tasty meal, and I want it to be healthy, too. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
I can't wait to try some of the recipes, Chef Abby. Thank you. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.